This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Three people died in avalanches in Colorado last winter, and the average is usually about six a year. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. He says the number of avalanche deaths has not jumped in recent decades, even as the number of people recreating in the backcountry has greatly increased.
Those individual deaths are really devastating to the friends and family and communities where these people come from. And I don't want to lose sight of that. But we aren't seeing a dramatic increase in deaths during a time when we are seeing a dramatic increase in use.
Green accredits increased avalanche safety awareness and the use of safety tools like avalanche beacons, probes, and shovels for overall decreases in recent years. Bison are now considered wildlife, that according to new regulations from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
In May, Colorado lawmakers passed the Protect Wild Bison Act to prevent hunting and poaching of wild bison. This month, Parks and Wildlife Commissioners updated state regulations to classify bison as both wildlife, like elk, and livestock, like cattle. That means it'll be illegal to hunt wild bison unless the state sets up a permit system. There are no free-ranging wild bison herds in Colorado, but occasionally, animals will cross over from Utah. The new legal protections start on January 1st, 2026. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.